Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
One of the most unique jobs in Irish tourism is currently being advertised in Cork. The keeper of the Blarney Stone, the last person to hold you as you lower yourself down to kiss the famous limestone slab. And it has been billed as a quasi-ambassadorial role, given how many tourists visit the site each year. Brian O'Connell went along to the castle yesterday and find out just what is involved in becoming a keeper of the Blarney Stone. Tell us about this job, Brian.
Morning, Philip. They have two keepers at the moment. One is leaving, so there is this job opening. The ad says you need to be charismatic and you need to have a friendly manner as well. So that rules
both of us out.
It's a pretty physical job.
That definitely rules me out then.
So you have to get to the top of the castle. There's no lift. You hold people down essentially as they lean backwards. They kiss the famous stone. You have to hold them by their midriff. There are bars. I was on top of Blarney Castle yesterday. I was speaking to the current keeper of the stone, as well as some visitors who are obviously fulfilling a lifelong dream to try and get there. So first off, I suppose, where did this whole business of kissing the Blarney Stone come from? There are a couple of narratives around it. Like, it seems to really have developed in the Victorian age, the age of tourism. Some of the narratives are more believable, I suppose, than others. Marketing manager Paul O'Sullivan, he walked me through the very beautiful landscape grounds around the castle, and he just filled me in a little bit on his version of the backstory.
So we're just on the approach to Blarney Castle, walking under the beautiful cherry blossoms we have here, showing a lovely autumn colour. Blarney Castle we're walking towards was built in 1446, and this is the third castle that existed on this site. The Blarney Stone is the key feature, and this was, I suppose, originally an altar stone that was given as a gift to the Lord of the castle. And he saved the witch that lived on the grounds, he saved her life. And as a thank you, she said, if you kiss the famous stone, it'll get rid of your speech impediment. So that's where the gift of eloquence or the gift of gab comes from. We nearly do 500,000 visitors every year now. A number of years ago, I was talking to a couple and they were from Siberia. I couldn't quite believe they knew about the stone. So it's just amazing how this tradition has travelled worldwide so quickly.
And you've had them all here, Paul, kissing the Blarney Stone, haven't you? You've had...
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a great picture coming up here on the left in a minute of Sir Winston Churchill, you know, Laurel and Hardy, and then up to modern day. I'm quite a big sports fan, so, you know, we'd Roy Keane, Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher here one day. We'd Fred from First Dates recently as well. He was fantastic, lovely guy. Sofia Vergara from Modern Family, The Simpsons. You know, we've been very, very lucky, and it's great when, you know, bump into these people, because often they don't. It's not like they're ringing ahead going, we're coming today. It's someone bumps into them on site and's like, oh, so-and-so is in today, so.
I love the way you go from Sir Winston Churchill to Fred from First Dates.
If Winston Churchill can make it to the top, a sprightly thing like you must have hop-skipped and jumped your way up.
Well, I had a look at the picture of Churchill. It was, I think, in around 1910 or 1920, so he looked quite slim. I'm not great with heights, I have to say. So although I live in Blarney, I've never been to the top of the castle. I think I got halfway up once and turned back. From the bottom right up to the top, it's just over 120 steps. It's narrow. It's very windy, obviously, but it really is worth it. When you get to the top, the views looking out over the landscape, lots of oak forests around. And right at the top is where the stone kissing takes place. And Paul told me a little bit more about this job that's on offer.
So we're just walking up steps here. Now, the one thing with Blarney Castle, if you want to kiss the stone, there are a lot of steps.
Yeah, about 128. So I often say to people, doing the steps is harder than actually kissing the stone. I suppose for the person doing the job, you're going to be up and down the steps quite a bit every day. So that's where we've said, you know, you need to be energetic, because there's quite a bit of physical activity involved in it with holding the people. And
tell me about the job that's on offer.
Yeah, so this is probably the most important job we have here in Blarney. It's the keeper of the stone role. And really, you have to be very friendly, very welcoming. You kind of are the most important person here, because you are guarding the most important feature that we have here. So, and you're welcoming people from all over the world.
So,
So you're the fellow that holds me by the legs, is it?
Well, not by the legs anymore. So that's the old way. So the old way, you would have been held by your legs out over the outside of the castle walls. That was the original way. Obviously, with health and safety, etc. nowadays, they cut a section of wall on the inside. So you lie down on your back now. We tend to hold by the waist, and we've bars then on the inside for people to hold on to as they're doing it as well.
It's almost like an ambassadorial type role, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So here we go. We're up these steps here now. Quite a little bit slippy today because obviously it's been raining. I think I'll feel better with you in front of me.
That's fine, I'll lead the way.
How does that sound?
That's fine.
Although if I go in front of you, slip, you could catch me.
I could catch.
Testing me now, I tell you, I shouldn't have had the full Irish.
It's amazing, I've been doing these steps for 18 years and they don't get any easier.
Would they not have put in a little lift for staff? Huh?
We do joke with our visitors, it's coming in 2027.
A glass elevator.
So when you got up there eventually and stopped all your moaning, you met the current keeper of the stone and the man who's leaving, and so it's obviously hence this whole item. Did you kiss the stone yourself?
I couldn't bring myself to do it. Like, it's a little bit daunting, I have to say. You lie backwards, you hold on to bars, and then someone, in this case, Richard Creevy, who's actually staying on, so there's a second vacancy, he's holding your waist as you lean backwards, arched backwards, and you kiss this stone which is at the bottom. And yeah, I blinked, I chickened out.
Be able to take the mickey out of you about that, but I have to say, in fairness to you, I did it as a schoolboy and I did it without anybody holding on to me, but I was there in more recent years as an adult and there is nothing that would have persuaded me to do it. Not even with somebody holding on to me, not even if they'd put me into a harness secured to the walls of the castle, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, and it was fine yesterday because it wasn't that busy, but I was trying to imagine it. If you're queuing up, sometimes the queue can be an hour and a half and you have a line of people behind you and you start getting a bit jittery. Now, sometimes they say they have to get people to sit to the side. They kind of encourage you. They're very good at coaxing you along and reassuring you. But yeah, it would have been a bit, I'd have been a bit embarrassed if I was there with 100 people behind me and then I decided to chicken out. But as it was yesterday, I was probably the only person up there. Now, I did
And you
meet
still
some
suffered
tourists.
Performance anxiety.
I did, yeah, exactly. That's what I'd call it, yeah. I did meet some tourists who do kiss and tell, thankfully, and you get a sense that for some of them, like, it is a lifelong dream. Some are retracing the footsteps of their parents, for example, and I met people from all over the world. This is some of them.
You lie on your back there.
Yeah.
Lean back, you'll be holding the two bars behind you. Tilt your head back, and you'll be kissing the smooth stone at the bottom here.
Right. What happens then?
It gives you the gift of eloquence, gift of the gab.
And it's a job, obviously, you're outdoors. You want to be okay with heights, I suppose. That's a kind of a part of it, isn't it?
Well, actually, I'm afraid of heights myself, believe it or not. Yeah.
And come here, have you kissed the Blarney Stone?
Oh, I did. When I started, the first day I came in here, I had to do it.
So it changed your life, did it?
Yeah, yeah, it did indeed.
Do you feel different?
I do. It's like a weight has been lifted from my shoulders.
What was the attraction for you coming here?
My mum came with my dad about 13 years ago and she said, like, we're just visiting Dublin because her son's graduating, and she said, you have to come here and kiss the Blarney Stone. And it was like, okay. So, but it was really important to them. So anything that's important to my mum is important to me. So.
That's lovely, yeah. And where are you from?
Australia.
Long way to come, Brisbane. To kiss the stone, yeah.
Yeah. That's all we came for.
Yeah.
Now we've done it.
Yeah, so my dad, who's gone now, he did it, and he was pretty, he struggled a lot with his knees, everything, and he was able to do it. So if he can do it, we can all do it.
No excuses then.
Yeah, that's right.
Where are you from?
New York.
And Philadelphia.
Okay.
Do they, yeah. Are you sanitizing it in between?
Absolutely.
Oh, I was joking.
Yeah, I've been waiting very long.
Yeah, 55 years.
55 years.
To get here.
Yeah.
What's the attraction with Ireland? It's part of the family history?
Yeah.
Part of family history.
I had seen a photo of our parents doing it when we were kids. We saw photos, and that's why I've always wanted to do this. Since we were a little kid, there was a photo, and I've always wanted to do it myself.
Did it make them speak more eloquently, do you think?
Yes.
Actually, my mother had a beautiful vocabulary.
One of the two of the smartest people I knew were our parents. Yeah. Yeah.
How's Ireland been? Has it matched your expectations?
Beyond.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I might not come home. If I could stay here, I would.
What if the person in front of you in the queue has a cold sore? Would you still go ahead with it? Anyway.
It reminds me of kind of nightclubs in Ennis in the 1980s, but go on.
This is a family show. Where do I apply for the job? Yes. And do I send a CV or do I send a picture of myself standing on top of something really tall?
I could see you in a little tweed jacket and a kind of a peak cap standing on top of the castle, Philip. I can just picture it. The application process closes Friday. And just finally, I did ask about the hygiene side of things, seeing as how you brought it up.
Oh, really?
And because obviously hundreds, if not thousands of people a day are kissing the same surface.
I mean, we've always cleaned it. I mean, I'm here 18 years, and when I started here, they were cleaning it then. And I suppose then with COVID, then we brought in a new cleaning procedure for that, and we've kind of kept that going now. So, funnily enough, the percentage of people kissing it went up after COVID with the new cleaning procedure. So I don't know, did that kind of reassure people a bit more? So it probably went from about 50-50 up to closer to the 60% mark, which was interesting. Obviously, it was very quiet the first few months, but gradually over time, it has gone up.
It's such a unique tourist site, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, the idea that you would build this incredible tourist product around kissing a stone.
Yeah, it's. I mean, there's nothing else like it. I mean, you know, it's. And I think that's part of the allure, the attraction to it. And then you just have this stunning scenery then mapped around it. Just makes it a, you know, a great day out.
When do people have to apply by?
So the closing date would be 5 p.m. on Friday, this Friday. Because I suppose, look, we're eager to try and get interviews started next week and then get someone in fairly quickly and then do a bit of training then maybe with Richard, you know, pretty soon after that.
Brian O'Connell there with news of a unique job opportunity. Coming up, 1 year since the Trump election, a new New York mayor and a California redistricting. But what does all of this actually mean for US politics?
Today on RTE Radio 1.